Wenn darf lamet heim mit beis, sagt der Mischne, Boloi eitzel poroi, der kein Godel came to his paar, a poroi ha ja oimeid bein ha ulam la mizbeach, in the area that was between the ulam la mizbeach. Roishoi le dorim, the roish ha por was facing dorim, we'll see in the Gemara that the paar was standing from tzofen le dorim, achayrav le tzofen, ponav le dorim, roishoi le dorim, uponav le mayrav. Ponav le mayrav means that they turned the head of the behemoth, that the head of the behemoth should be facing the heichol. Ba'akoyin oimed b'mizrach, the koyin was achayrav le mizrach, uponav le mayrav. And the koyin was also facing mayrav, so everyone was facing the heichol. The same as the yod of all of them is vader. And the Kohen Gadol made smiche, and he said, Vidui, v'kacho yoimel. Ona Hashem ovisi poshati chotosi lefonecho, ani uveisi. This is a private Vidui. Ona Hashem kaperno lavoinois lipshoim v'lachatoim shavisi v'sheposhati shechotosi lefonecho, ani uveisi, kakosu b'seires Moshe avdecho, ki b'yoim haze yechaper aleichem, Tayer Esra Mikulchat Eisechem Adnei Hashem Titoru V'hein Oynem Achav Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusei Leilom V'edmon they heard the Shem was said the Shem HaMefeirish, so they said Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusei Leilom V'ed. So I saw up the Pirish of the Likutim HaMishnayis. He says, he tells us, kakosu b'seiras Moshe avdecho, I can say kakosu b'seirasecho, kakosu b'seiras Moshe avdecho. So he explains that as follows, that Emerson, there was a bakoshe of kapore. So bishloime an achet, nu, achet is a shoigig, nu, a person is a person, a boss of a dom, yes, kapore. And when we're going into Ovoin, which is mazed, in Pesha, which is lahachis, so it's a big chutzpah to ask for kaporech. I mean, look what you did. You did lahachis, and you ask for kaporech. So he said, so the Kohen Gadol says, Obo kakosu v'seiris Moshe avdecho, ke b'yoyim eza yechaper aleichem l'tayr eschem, mikelcha teiseichem, ni Hashem titoru, and he brings a sefri, that lechaper is going yechaper elu avoynis letayr eschem elu hapshoim, which means lahachis merit shemetamin mi nefesh vadboso betzorich kataro mikil tachatei seichem. So first, how could I have the chutzpah to ask for kapore? Kakosu b'seiras Moshe avdecho. Why doesn't it say that the Rebbein Shalom is mechap on everything on the pshoim also? Why doesn't it say kakosu b'seirasecho? So he says because the pasuk is speaking in third person. If it would say ki b'yoyim hazeh achaper aleichem v'atayr eschem, so then good. So the Rebbein Shalom is speaking. He says it doesn't say this because Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking. Moshe avdecho hu amedaber. He's speaking for the Rebbein Shalom. So that's why he said this lashon in the third person. Yechaper lechem lifnei Hashem titoru, aber al kaponim the Torah says that the tzumei shal yoyim is goyrim that we could ask mechile and kapore afilu an merodim afilu an pshoyim. Zogt Rashi roishi ledorim uponav lamayrov beforish bigmore shoykem roishi letzad haheichol that they turned the head of the behemoth towards the heichol vekaboi taim amay lemukilo lehedye. Why didn't the behemoth directly face Meirev? Why was it going tzofen dorem? Only the head turned to Meirev. Akoin oimed b'mizroch, achoyrov l'mizroch, and he was facing Meirev. Zok taisves, ona Hashem, b'irishalmi, yeish te b'rishayna oma ona Hashem, u'bishniya ona b'ashem. Kaperno. The Taisus Yontif and Perik Vov, Mishneh Beis of Yume, explains that by the first time, Kshemaschil Tzor Sheyema Behei, Shekoirei LaHashem Yisborch B'Shmoi Kedei Sheyisvada Lefono. Ona Hashem, that's a bakosh, that I should be able to be Misvada Lefonecho. ובשניים שמבקש הכפורה אומר בשם. רצו לא אומר שבשם הזה יחפר, כי הוא המקור לכל השמיס. יש לשם המפורש, this is the makor of all the shemes, and the koyach hakapora lies in this shem, is on the bashem kapel, bashem with the shem, kapel no, on the yavoynes and pshoyim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Man shametlei the omar ben ha'ulam lemizbeach tzofein. Who is the tana that holds that ben ha'ulam lemizbeach, which is after the Mizbeach, it's not the Yerech HaMizbeach, it's after the Mizbeach, that's also called Tzofen Lagabi Kodshe Kadosh. So the Baruch says, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimoni. The Sanya, we learned a three-way machlokes. Eizehu Tzofen, what is considered Tzofen? Mikir Shal Mizbeach Tzofeni, from the wall of the Tzofen Dikev, the tzofendike wall of the Mizbeach, and the Choshes, va'ad koysel ha'zora, till the koysel ha'tzfoini, that whole area, from the north wall of the Mizbeach, till the north wall of the Azora, neged kol ha'mizbeach, kuloi tzofen. This is called tzofen. This is yerech ha'mizbeach. The kevesh is the roish ha'mizbeach. And this area is called yerech ha'mizbeach. And it says in the posuk, v'shocha toysa, yerech ha'mizbeach tzofoino. The tzofin, which is needed by Kodshei Kodoshim, should be the Yerech HaMizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, because Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach is not by Yerech HaMizbeach, it's after the Mizbeach. It's going higher, towards Meiret. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Moisif Af Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach. That the area Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach will divide the Pesach HaHechel in half, and facing the Pesach HaHechel, so the right side is Tzofen, the left side is Dorim, and so the from the half to Tzofen is called Tzofen. So in this area, Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach, the Mizbeach LeMaise went over, the Mizbeach went over the half of the Pesach of the HaHechel, went into the Tzofen side. So you had Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach that was already in the Chelek HaTzofen of the Beis HaMikdosh, and that's also called Tzofen, even though it's not Yerech HaMizbeach. That is what Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Moisef, and Rabbi is Moisef, Ach Mokim Brises Raglei HaKahanim, the area underneath the Mizbeach, going towards Mizrach. So the Ezra's Kahanim, va'achmokim drisis ragle Yisrael, Ezra's Yisrael. I mean, so the beginning of Ezra's Yisrael. So the you split the Azor in half, and the Tzad Tzofen is also called Shrita Betzofen. Avol min hachalifois v'lifnim, but the chalifois, which that was the outer chalik of the ulam. It projected towards Tzofen and towards Dorim. It went past the Heichel. So the Mokim HaChalifes v'lifnim hakol meidim sheposel. That means the Chalifes were already, the Chalifes was a chelik of the Ulam. Bein ha'ulam lemizbeach is a din Tzofen. But going further, you're going up to the Chalifes, which that already is the Ulam already, or above the Chalifais, going more towards Meiriv, is Hakol Moidim Sheposel. That already does not have a din Tzofen. And we'll see in Rashi the reason is because this area, one was unable to view the Mizbeach. So any other area where one could see the Mizbeach, so it also had a din of Yerech HaMizbeach. But if one couldn't view the Mizbeach, so then that doesn't have a din Tzofen. This is Rabbi Shita, the biggest scholar. Rabbi says that the whole Azore has a din Tzofen, excluding Minachlifes v'lifnim. Let us see Rashi. Man shamet lei da oma bein ulam vela mizbeach kori tzofen lishchitas kotshe kadoshim. And when is it considered tzofen? So Rashi says, mechatzi pesach ha-heichel ala tzofen. The heichel was, the pesach ha-heichel was mamish in the half of the Azorah. The 10 ames were the half of the Azorah. Is mechatzi pesach ha-heichel ala tzofen. So he divided the pesach ha-heichel in half. So tot sofen bein yeah so bein haulam lemizbeach so from this area is called sofen. This nan b'mas nisin the poro yoimid bein ulam lemizbeach. This nan b'peirit lekamon she b'mokayim vidui shachtoi. That even though we learned that the vidui was bein ulam lemizbeach, but the mokim of the vidui was the mokim of the shchitos. The tani bole it's a poro shniyah b'samach shtei yodov shachtoi v'kibol b'mizrach. So the mokim hasmiche. Then was the vidui. There was the mokim hashchita. So we see that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that it is called tzofen bein ulam lemizbeach. Cheneged kol hamizbeach kuloi shloishim ushtayim ame. According to Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, the 32 ames shekineged hamizbeach betzofen koroi tzofen. 32 ames. That means that was till from the end of the mizbeach. Till the Kaisel Atzvoini of the Azore, there were 32 Ames. So, Shloishim Ushtayim Ames, Shekeneged Mizbech, Betzofin, Kori Tzofin, Lishritas Kotche Kadosh. That's how the Yosef of Yudah holds. Avol Shaloi Keneged Mizbech, but if it was not opposite the wall of the Mizbech, either Litzad Mayri, because it was over the, went further ahead in the Mizbech, towards Mayri, or it didn't ulitzad mizrach, or it didn't reach the mizbeach. Even though this is the tzofen of the zore, einay tzofen l'shchite. The binen al yerech hamizbeach. Shchite has to be al yerech hamizbeach. You'll see b'shochat oisay al yerech hamizbeach tzofen. Af bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach kol chelik tzofeni l'tzad meirev. Abelazav Rav Shimon is meisiv that the whole chelik tzofeini going further towards Meirev, half of isha ainu yerech mamish. It's not the yerech hamizbeach. It's above the mizbeach. Also is the din of tzofen. Avol chelik tzofeini shemin hamizrach lemizbeach. Shemin the loshna sheula mizbeach is very unclear. Even with the Bach skills, it's unclear. Shemin the Bach's Gils is Shemin HaMizrach Ula Mizbeach. Maybe Shemin HaMizrach LeMizbeach. I understand what that means. It means from the Mizrach. That means the Tchilas Azorah till the Mizbeach is Lav Shmoy Tzofen Mizbeach. That's not called Tzofen HaMizbeach. And Rabbi Moisef Af Kol Tzofen Azorah Sheba Achas Esrei Amen. Then this included the 11 Ames Shal Mekoyim Drisis Ragli Kahanim. Ad Kaisel Mizrachi Shal Azore. So that's also considered Tzofen HaMizbeach. Avo Minachalifes Velifnim. Roichav HaUlam. The Ulam. It is a Oidev Al Roichav Ahechol Tesvav Amal Tzofen. That means the Ulam protruded. That was wider than the Hechol 15 Ames towards Tzofen. Ochenegde Ledorim. Umeshech oisei oidev, the roichev of this oidev, ain't ele esa ames mi mizrach letzad meirev. The measuring, that means the length going from tzofen ledorim was 15 ames on each side, and the width was 10 ames. Mi mizrach letzad meirev. Oisei oidev kori beis achlifes, shoyu behem esrim ve'arba chaloines. In these two areas, there were 24 chaloines. Chaloin lechol mishmar shesham goinzim sakinim shel kodesh. The sakinim were stored, each, there were 24 mishmaris, and in each mishmar stored their sakinim in one chaloin. The sakin kori chiluf beloshen arvi, so memele, so that's why it's called beis achalifais, the mokim where the knives were stored. Va'avir, so now the area behind the Khalif is going further towards Meirev. Or the area from the north side of the Beis HaKhalifas till the Azore, Kari lifnim min achlifis. So this is lifnim min achlifis. So it's further from the chlifis. Other going towards Meirib, other going towards Tzofen. Hakol meidim sheposel. The kivin shenem is beyach nirishom. And the kari yerach hamizbeach. Since it was impossible to view the mizbeach when one stood in that area, so therefore that is not called Tzofen hamizbeach. Period. So the Gemara had said that the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that one is permitted to shech ben ulum l'mizbeach, that's Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. So the Gemara asked, Leime Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon v'loy Rabbi? Maybe you mean it's only Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, it cannot go according to Rabbi. So the Gemara says, no, afilu taimo Rabbi, it can go according to Rabbi also. Rabbi is also Maide. Rabbi was just Maisev that the Tzad Mizrach is also called Tzofen. But Rabbi is Maide to Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon that the Tzad Meire, which is more Mikudish, by the Ulam L'Mizbeich, is here called Tzofen. It means Rabbi just added on more. The Rabbi Yosef, if you do the whole, you need Yerach HaMizbeich. It has to be Mechuvin connected Mizbeich. So, okay, L'Meire is no good. L'Mizrach is no good. It has to be connected to Mizbeich. But Rebbe, who's the biggest maker, he says, afilu, the Tzad Mizrach is called Tzofen HaMizbeach, so L'chayre, the Tzad Meirev is also called Tzofen HaMizbeach. So that's what the Gemara says. First of all, I want to say, Leima, it's going only according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, and not Rebbe. So we understood that means Rebbe holds only the Tzad Mizrach and not the Tzad Meirev. So the Gemara says, afilu, Teima Rebbe, Hashte Rabbi ad Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Moisef ad Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon loy Moisef. That means Rabbi is not choylik on Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. He said, what you say, that's called Tzofen. I'm Moisef that the Tzad Mizrach is also called Tzofen. So he's also Moisef ad Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. He's not choylik on Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. He's saying a bigger cooler. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon said the area of Ulam Mizbeach is good. And he's saying, I feel the area Mitzad Mizrach, which is less Mikudish, is also good. So what's the Shaila of Mishnah Zichri goes according to Rabbi? Rabbi is Moide Ben Ulam LeMizbeach. Is considered Tzofen. Zogmor says, no, Anan Hochi Kamini. I mean to ask a different Kasha. I'm asking a Kasha, maybe the Mishnah is not according to Rabbi for different reasons. Zichri Rabbi holds that Ben Ulam LeMizbeach is good. Now, my kasha is, if the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, nukmei bekulei azore. So why did the Tana say that it should be davke bein ha'ulam lemizbeach? Let it be bekulei azore. That's my kasha. And since it doesn't say, we'll see in Tosfos Acheshben, what's wrong with bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, but it is Acheshben. Why davke ben ulam l'mizbeach? Why isn't it v'kulei yazor? So Rabbi says it's not going according to Rabbi. It's only going according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon because according to Rabbi, we would give the kohen gadol more mekaymes where to make the shechita. He can make it b'mizrach hamizbeach. We'll see. This was the mizrach hamizbeach was l'chayre perhaps the most convenient place where to make it. There was a lot of place there. And if the Mishnah says only ben ulam l'mizbeach, so Rabbi says it's not going according to Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Elamai, so what do you want to say? Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, it's only going to come to Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. So let's also ask a question, why davke ben ulam l'mizbeach, v'nukmei ben mizbeach l'koysel? Why can you shech the ben mizbeach l'koysel, which is zichah good according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon? Elamai isloch l'meima, mishum chul shedekoyin godo. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, you have to say it was not geshochten, it was not geshochten, the reason because of Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had to do all the avoda the whole day. So Memele, not to schlep a Mizrak with Dam, it wasn't a light affair. So therefore, we made the Shechita as close to the Eichel as possible to be meineya the steps from the Kohen Gadol. You shouldn't have to walk so far. That's why, according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, it would be kosher Yerach HaMizbeach also. Now, the reason we made it so close to the Heichel, in order that the Kohen Gadol should have less place, lesser area to walk, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nami, Mishum Chushed the Kain Gadol. So it could be the Mishum is going according to Rabbi also. But the same reason, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who also had another Mokim where to Shechted. It could be Bein Mizbeich or the Kaisel, Afal Pike, Mishum Chushed the Mizbeich, who Makarab to the Eichel. So within according to Rabbi, you have a greater area where to Shechted, but he wanted it to be close to the Eichel, Mishum Chushed the Kain Gadol. Let us see Rashi. Leime davke Rabbi Lozo v'Rab Shimoni v'loi Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Hashte Rabbi ad Rabbi Yossi Moisef Kloima Maiti Boiloch Pshite de lav davke ka omri. Zichu, we don't mean davke Rabbi Lozo v'Rab Shimon. The chi hefshel the Rabbi the Moisef es sofin shel tzad mizrach shu meruchek mikdushes heichel. He says, I feel a place that's rochik mekdushas eichel. Ad Rabbi Yossi, who the meisiv lo, avod Rabbi Lezer, lesta, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer. Ef sheloi mekein, ameruchi kosher, ava mekure posel, the tzad mizrach is kosher, which doesn't have such a great kedusha, and the tzad meire, which has a great kedusha, should be posel. So the Moses anan hochi kemein, kloi mohvadi pshita lon, the Rebbe nami yisleim b'nulam lo mizbeach tzof. That's no shayla. That the Arab in Ulm is Beyach is Zicha called Tzofen. Vahay de ka omri masnissen lemez loike Rebbe ochi kashalom. De tane de masnissen leslai de Rebbe de marshe called Tzofen azorin. He does not hold like Rebbe that was marshe called Tzofen azorin. Why? De ike Rebbe, if he holds like Rebbe, that the whole Tzofen is kosher, lomboli likruvei lebein Ulm mizbech. Why does the Kohen have to go so close to the Eichel? Ben Ulm mizbech, nukmei bechelek tzvoini, sholkol azore, beeze mokim sheyirtze. Elomai, Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon, nukmei ben koisla mizbech tzvoini, lekoisla azore tzvoini, stolekul alme ike Tzofen diyecha mizbech mamish osimu. That's really called Yerach HaMizbech. Elamai Yisloch Lameim, Amai Mekarev Leikulei Hai, Mishum Chulshe Dekoyim, Shla Yichbad Olav Masoi Mizrek Adam Merochi. It shouldn't be too difficult for him to carry the Mizrek that was Molei Dam. So that's why, according to Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon, it was not Geshochten Keneged HaMizbech, it was not Geshochten Yerach HaMizbech, it was Geshochten Benul Mizbech. Is the Rabbi Nami, I forgot the whole Azorik Sheira, Bitzofen Shelo, Mekarav Leila Tzad HaPesach Mishum Chulshe Dekoyim. Let us see Taisvis. Nukmi Bein HaMizbeach Ulekoysel. Teimo, Mai Kosal Kedaitach Dahamakshe, Dekoma Leime Deloike Rebbe. What is the Sal Kedaitach of the Makshe? Kivin the Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon nami koshem. I mean, what, the Gemara shlugs them up. I mean, the same kasha is you're asking if it's going according to Rebbe, why didn't they make it b'mizrach hamizbeach? No, if it's going according to Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon, why didn't they make it b'yerach hamizbeach? Kivin the Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon nami koshem. Nukme b'mizbeach kuloi. So you have to say, so what was the havamin of the Gemara? Yes, loymal the sal kedaitach. The Gemara understood Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon differently. The bishloymal Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon kiven dal yerech hamizbeach ave mokim nanosim v'tabois v'shulchonois. The area that was the tzofen hamizbeach was not an empty area. There were nanosim and then tabois v'shulchonois, different mekaymes which were used. Which were used for the hefshet and another chalkei avoide. So it wasn't a mokim pony. Is leimuk milei hosom shein l'sham mokim pony kulai. It was a crowded place over there. So that is why according to Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon only has two places. He has either bein ulam l'mizbeach or al yerach hamizbeach. So Memele, it could be the reason, not al tchulshe the Kohen Gadol. It was a more levech de kemokim. This was a crowded place by the Yerach HaMizbeach. There were many other things there. So a lot of furniture there. So therefore, the other alternative is Ben Ulam Mizbeach. So therefore, they shechted Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Va'oid, and then Taisa says there's another cheshbon. Why they did not choose to shecht the pole
כנגד המזבח. Why? Shema yarbitz glolim, maybe the behemoth will be marbitz glolim, ve'etzel ha-mizbeach gnayu. And it's a gnay, near the mizbeach, the area yerech ha-mizbeach, the behemoth will be marbitz glolim, it's a gnay for the mizbeach. So memele, so therefore lechatchila they avoided shechting in this mokeh. Now, agav uche, we see here a very interesting svarim. That means, so Tosfos is saying now the havmin of the Gemara was, why, second of all, why did Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon decide that they should shecht by the ulam lemizbeach and not yerech hamizbeach? Because maybe the baby will be marbitz glolim. Now, between you and me, I'll ask you a question. And what if the baby is marbitz glolim? So it's a gnai for the mizbeach. In the areas in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah in Kalim says that there were asara kedushas, bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, Pruei Roish were also to go there. Balmumim were also to go there. That means a koyin balmum is also to go bein ha'ulam lemizbeach. It's more mekudish. That means till the end of the mizbeach, a balmum is allowed to go. But afterwards, he's not allowed to go. It's more mekudish than this area. So lechayre, if you're chayish for shema yarbetz glolim in gnai, so lechayre, so to bring the behemen amor mekudish to kibokim, lechayre is a greater gnai. You're bringing in a place where balmum can't enter, where plui roish can't enter. If it says a little too long, already he can't enter. He's bring a behemen to be even though be yarbetz glolim there. About a very interesting svara. For some reason, the Gemara held the gnai, there's a greater gnai, eitzal mizbeach, than amokim ayayisa mekudish. Exactly what the svara is, I don't know. But in gnai, it seems that it's a greater gnai. Here's the mizbeach, that's the mokim kapore. Here, there's a bigger kedusha, vashteitzach. A balmum can't go in there. But it's a greater gnai kenegad mizbeach. So that's where the Gemara held, that according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, we have no eitzah, so we only have two alternatives, other yerech hamizbeach, other bein ulam mizbeach, so we're boicher the harabe miyutai, so we go and bring it bein ulam lemizbeach. Avol Rebbe, but according to Rebbe, you have such a wonderful opportunity. Look meirochek misham, the whole Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Kahanim, it wasn't a crowded place, there was no shulchanes, there were no tabois, it was an empty place. The also gnai, this is the fakir, that's a mokim, that's not so mekudish, for be marbitz glolim, this is the zikr, the best place, which should be marbitz glolim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If the mission is going according to Rebbe also, if the mission is going according to Rebbe, so why did they pick ben ulam lemizbeach? The first choice should be the azorim. So now we appreciate the Gemara's kashas, taka meyredik. So now we have to understand the Gemara's teretz. What does the Gemara say? No, it's chushu the kain god. I'll bring you a raya from Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, why don't you make b'nei b'yerech ha-mizbeach? Akoch at chushu the kain god. The same thing here, it's also chushu the kain god. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, I am b'taisus. That's not chushu the kain god. The reason you made according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon is because it's a mokim pone. It's not a mokim pone, it's a gnai le-mizbeach. So Taisus got stuck now. U'mikol mokim ahadalei, the tvei have adife lo'ukmi eitzel ha-mizbeach. With all these cheshbainis, it would have been better to take the behemah eitzel ha-mizbeach milikalvoi kol kach leheichol. So I think here Taisus is saying this svarim. Rashi in Zvachim Davchofam at Aleph says, Lav oirech are lakruvi leheichol. So I think Rashi means to say, and that's what Taisus means also, forget if a balmum can't go by nulam lemizbeach, so you schlep a behemah there, forget about the glolim. A behemah, to take a behemah right next to the eichel, I think it's lav oirech are. So with all your cheshbonis, it's a gnai lemizbeach and dosan in there, but this is binished, this is a mocky mekudish, by nulam lemizbeach, right near the eichel, and you schlep a behemah there. So all these zaitike cheshbonis become bottle, because it's lav oirech are to schlep a behemah by nulam lemizbeach. So kochach, what's the teretz? So our only motivation to do this is chulshe de kayin godol. It's chulshe de kayin godol. Ela elamishem chulshe de kayin godol. Zuk te gemara weiter. Roishai ledorim uponav lemayrev. So the Gemara says, that's, how is this possible? If it's the Roish is facing dorim, so it's not lemayrev. Heichem ashkachas lo, omarav, ba'oikim es roishai. That you, we bend the head of the behemoth, that even though the head is facing dorim, we turn it towards mayrev. Frag the Gemara, why do you have to do such a thing? V'nukmele hedye, take the behemoth, let the behemoth be facing Meirev, and it'll be standing Mizrach l'Meirev. Amar Abaye gzeire shemo yarbitz klolim. Maybe the behemoth will be marbitz klolim. We'll see, this is already a gnai l'mizbeach. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, v'nukmele hedye, achayrov l'mizbeach, uponov l'heichol. So the Gemara answers, Shema Yarbitz Glolim, Uknayu Laharois, Beis Horei Sheloi Letzada Mizbeach. So that's a gnai that the Beis Horei should be facing the Mizbeach. Rabochi Shapet Vei, Lies Novoi Letzofoim. So the rear end of the behemoth was towards Sofen, Veroi Sheledorim. Nimsis Novoi Sheloi Kenegada Mizbeach. The whole behemoth wasn't Bein Ulam Le Mizbeach. Sheine moishchei letzad dorim kol oirech apar, el shei mikzas gufoi bein ha'ulam lemizbeach. Only a chelik of the gufa behime, the roishoim, a little further, that was bein ulam lemizbeach. The rest, the rear end of the behime was more towards sofen, it wasn't mechuvin keneged the mizbeach. So memela, filo bimarbitz klolim, we don't have a gnai to the mizbeach. The Ritva brings a medrash, Ma'olam loy hirbitz glolim. This never occurred. Elo she'ein lonu lismeich al hanes. So memela, that is why the behemah was going mitzofen ledorim, but not soimech al hanes. But lamaisa never occurred. Tonu rabon, nu baraisa. Keitzad soimech hazevach. How does one make smicha? Now we are speaking about every kotche kotchim, which normally is shchitosei batzofen ayerech hamizbeach. Let's not get into problems. So how does one make smicha? I made bitzofen, the animal is standing bitzofen, uponov l'mayrov, and it's facing mayrov. That means it's standing betzofen on mizbeach. Upon of lemayre, Rashi says he was speaking about it al yerach hamizbeach. So the behemah stood by mizrach lemayre. It was the head was mayre and the goof was mizrach, and there was and that's the position of the behemah. Ba'asoymer and the bailem who made smicha oimid be mizrach is also his achayr of lemizrach. Upon of lemayre. And he put his two hands on the head of the behemoth between the two karnayim. Nothing was permitted to be choitzitz. One hand was not permitted to be on top of the other hand. It was, both hands were on the roish hazevach. And he said vidui. What vidui did he say? Al chatos, if the korban was a chatos, avoyim chatos. He said vidui on the chatos that he was over. Va'al osham, if the korban was an osham, avoyim osham. V'al oilo, what if it's an oilo? So what averis was he mizvad on the oilo? Avoyim leket, shikcha, upeya, umayser oni. Mayser oni is a big tumor for geiris or not. But he was misvada al ovoin leket shikcha upeya. Now we will see as the sugya progresses that the ovoin of leket shikcha upeya is alav. A person is not permitted to take leket for himself. Lo yiselaket. Not allowed to take it. Lo oniv lager tazei v'isam. Not allowed to take it for yourself. But if a person brought a oilo, he was misvade that he had taken leket for himself, shikha for himself, paya for himself. And this lav, he's misvade. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, ein oilo bo elo. Not on leket shikha paya. Elo al asei weil alloi saase shenitik leese. You only bring a korban oilo on a mitzvah saasei and on alloi saase shenitik leese, but not on leket shikrepei. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, keitzat soimach. Kol smiches kotshe kotshe. Now we're talking about all kotshe kotshe. Oy meid betzofen, she kotshe kadoshim tounim tzofen. Uponov le mairov, vachayrov le mizroch, this is the behime is going mi mizroch le mairov. Vastoimach abaylem, oy meid be mizroch, achayrov le mizroch, nisoimach. If it is a chatos, avoin chatos, I say chet shumei vi olov. Val avoin leket shikropeye, she'ein lohen vidui. That means, it says in the Baraisa, that one is misvade an oila an leket shikropeye. Why? She'ein lohen vidui. There's no other vidui an leket shikropeye. Gassina lo betesefte, the menoches. But loy gassina bo maiseroni. We're not goyres that is misvada an maiseroni. Do yesh loy vidui. An maiseroni, we have a different vidui. By bialti hakoidish min abayis, by vidui maiser sheni, it says vegam nesativ le levi, that's maiserishin, ze maiserishin, le yosem olamone, ze maiseroni. So memeli, there's a vidui already on Maiseroni. She's not misvada on an oila for Maiseroni. That is Rashi's girse. So Rashi's girse in the Baraisa is, al avoin al oila, avoin leket shikrepeya, she'ein lohen vidui. To see pshat and Rashi, we'll see later in Taisus. Rabbi Kiva oimer, ein oila bo, mechay Rabbi Kiva is choylik abi yose glili, an oila is only an a esse and a leisas a shenitik lesse. Taime meforish betesefta al ma'a oila bo im al krisis amisis bezden rei onshin omo. Im al leisas rei onshin omo malkis ein oila bo elol ala sei va leisas a shenitik le esse shein leiken omo. It is a meiradike Rambam that explains this Tesefta. What does the Tesefta say? The Tesefta says, what is an oila mechaperan? Is it mechaperan krisis and misis bezn reyon shenoma? Loisase reyon shenoma malkis. So a kolchach the oila is only mechaper on a Loisase, anitik laese, and an asay. So the Ramban says as follows. Va'ani tomo. V'chi heichon onshoi omu. He says, what does Rashi say? Mrs. Bezdin, Mrs. Bedei Shemayim, we don't have everything here. Mrs. Bezdin, Rashi says. Harei onshon omu. So the Ramban asks, ha'enei meratze, So Mamela said, Rabban asked, what's the problem? You're looking at an oil is mechaper. It's an a chayvi lavin b'shoigik, chayvi mises bezn b'shoigik, where there's no chatos, chayvi mises b'dei shemayim b'shoigik. So the Rabban asked two mahalchim to fa'em for this kasha. V'ulai, ba'avu she'perish ha'kosov b'chayvi mises bezn b'chayvi krisis oinshin b'meizit ush b'shoigik. The Torah said, by Chayvi Mrs. Bezen, the Mezid, it's Mrs. Bezen, the Beloy Asroch, it's Kores, B'Shoigik, it's Achatos. Uperish b'Chayvi Misa b'Day Shemaim, Oinshin b'Mezid, l'Misa, person that is aware of b'Mezid, Misa b'Day Shemaim, is Chayvi Misa b'Day Shemaim. B'Chayvi Lavin, l'Malkis, l'Pirish lem shum oinish b'Shoigik. The Torah never said an oinish. That means by Chayvi Mrs. Bezdin, the Torah spoke about unshim. Amazed that yes by Yasro is chayiv mise and this chorus. It's also amazed. But he says the Torah, or the Torah said a kolben. So the Torah said, the Torah spoke about shoygig, what one has to do. When the Torah spoke about avera, the Torah spoke about chorus and chatos mustama. But by malkes and the chayiv mise b'day shemayim. Leipirish lehem shum einish b'shoigik. The Torah never mentions an einish b'shoigik. Nire lehem lechachomim shekol ha'einish shebem pirish v'akosu. So the Torah spoke about the only einish there is. Ki lomo yeforish einshim shel elu b'meizid u'b'shoigik. Why by chayvi Mrs. Bezdin that this chorus the Torah mentioned the einish b'meizid and the einish b'shoigik. V'yiforish einish ha'acherim b'meizid v'yiforish eise b'shoigik. V'yoymish im chayv lovi ben oyla. The Torah never mentioned this an einish b'shoigik. And the Torah, and I'll say that you bring an oyla for it. The Torah never mentioned an einish b'shoigik. An einish b'shoigik. V'lekach roi she'ein b'chayve miso b'dei shamayim u'b'chayve malkes Elo oinshon amefurish ben b'meizid. Therefore, Chazal held the only oinish on a lav and a chayv misa b'dei shemayim is only b'meizid. Avol b'shoigik ein aleim nesiyas chayt ve'ein tzrichen ritzui klal. Amuim deke Ramban, meir de ksayna melech yoshe, so a person ate chazal b'shoigik. No problem. Ein aleim nesiyas chayt ve'ein tzrichen ritzui klal. V'zeh she'omru kva onshon omur she'kol ha'oinish she'rotz la'at al'olem kva omru yakosot. So that's what the Gemara means. And whatever oinish the Torah mentioned, that's it. So the Torah never spoke about shoygig by Rechayvi Malkis, so that means there's no oinish. So if there's no oinish, only the kapore. Avol alasei v'aloisas anitik le'esei hamizidim. Here we're speaking about mizidim. An essay in the Loisas, an itik lassi. Shlehiskir boy shum oinish. The Torah didn't mention anything. V'i efshe shaloy yonish behem bozeh. Shaloy yonish behem. That's impossible. A person is mevatel a mitzvah sasei. A person is oiva alav an itik lassi. Bemezit. It shouldn't be any oinish. Bezeh yerotze bo'oilo hazu. Imi v'yena benidvas napsha. So that's one mahalach in the Ramban. He says one mahalach in the Ramban is that by all the other Averis, the Torah specifically spoke about an Einish B'Shoigik and an Einish B'Meizid. By Chai V'Lam, the Torah spoke about an Einish B'Meizid, so that means that is the only Einish. And here, the Torah didn't speak about the Einish, but on Kocher, there is an Einish, so therefore you bring a Kolben on an Esav Alav and Nitik Lesi. That's one Mahalach. V'Yitochein Loima, then he wants to say another Mahalach. Ki Bavu Shaloi Hiskir B'Kolbonis Anidove Lechaper olav al shigigosoi asher shogak. Here it says, v'nirtza loy lechaper olav. By the kabonis that one brings b'shoigig, it says lechaper olav al shigigosoi asher shogak. Kasher hakabonis shechoto, v'oma v'nirtza, here it says, v'nirtza lechaper olav. Hoyul Rabbi Seinu b'mashmo yisazeh sheyechaper al amezidim she'enom ritzuyim lefono. So if it said v'nirtza, it doesn't say by shoygik it says lechaper, it doesn't say v'nirtza, it says lechaper ol v'shigigos esher shogak nidach kapora an hishkoge. Here it says v'nirtza loy lechaper olo. So the Ramban in the second Mahalach says, by Shoigik it doesn't say Vinirza. That means a person did an avera b'shoigeg. It was unintentionally. He needs a kapore. He needs a cleaning. He needs a kinuach. That avera did what avera does. But you wouldn't say he's not merutzel of Ne'akodish Baruch Hu. That means that the yachas between him and the Rabbi Shalom is the same. He's merutzel, need a cleaning. The avera was poigim. So you need a kapore. But that's it. If the Torah says, so the Ramban says that a shoygik is merutzel of Ne'akodish Baruch Hu. A mezid is not merutzel. So since it says venirzo, we are speaking about mezidim. So therefore the Teres Kainim went down the list. So which Avera b'mezid would need a Kolban? Here there's Malkus, here there's Mises Bezen. So Al Kolchoch, it's only going on a Lav Anitikla essay or an essay. Let us see Taisvis. Umayser Oni, so Taisvis says, Lo Yodana Amay Loigores Lerashi. Why isn't Rashi Geiris Maiseroni? The Avol Gav, the Betesefte, the Menoches Lesser. Rashi says in Tesefte only mentions that he's Misvade and Leket Shikrepeim. Tum a Bereis Achiti, but maybe an Abereis. Abereis, it says Rashi was Meirikit from the Bereis. The E Mishum the Yesh Loividu. Hi, Rashi goes with a Cheshbet. You don't have to be Misvade and Maiseroni, because it has its own vidui. By Maisesheni, Misvada Maiseroni. Kedersi, Vegam, Nesativ, Lalevi, that's Maiserishin, Lager, that's Maiser. Oni, Mikomokim, Kivin, the Ainloi vidui, Bifnei Atzmoi, Ella, Agav, Maisesheni, Kamaitrume, the Ain, Misvada, Olof, Bifnei Atzmoi, Kedisnabe, Meseches, Bikurim, Maisle, Beperik, Azov, Meseches Meiser Sheini Tone, Vegam Nasati, Vlarabi Sesatrume, Ochem Misvade Nami, Ovein Meiseroni Al Ha'oilum. So I think Taisvis means to ask as follows. The vidui of Meiseroni was only said if he's Misvada on Meiser Sheini. That means, let us say a person, went into farming the third year of Shemitah. The third year, there's only Maisa Rishin and Maisa Oni. There's no Maisa Sheini. So Mamela, now when it's going to come the Shnas Abir, he won't be Misvada. He doesn't have nothing to be Misvada on. So on him, he won't be Misvada on Maisa Oni, because the whole vidi is, if he had Maisa Sheini, and he's Misvada on Maisa Sheini, then he's Misvada on Maisa Oni also. But if there's no Maisa Sheini, there's no vidi on Maisa Oni. So how could you say that you did, that there can't be a vidui, ana oila for maiser oni, because he's misvade already, on the vidui maiser. That's not true. You only misvada maiser oni, be misvada maiser sheni. What if a person did not have maiser sheni, then misvada, he wasn't misvada. So why should he be misvada maiser oni on his oila? That's me that pshat and taste this first kash. And Taisa's second kash is a bombe, Shamayrdike kash, which all the Rishonim ask, V'oi devidi dahosom hainuk she'oso kiddin, v'oche misvata oven maiser oni. Taisa says it's mamish, it's a pella. Vidi maiser oni, what the Torah is speaking about, asisi kachela sheltsavis oni. He's fakert, it's full of mutchetzich, why it's called vidi. He's saying in the base of Migdash, that was a mouthful to say, l'fnei Hashem asisi kachela sheltsavis oni. But that's called a vidui. But Al Kaponim, he did everything to the T. So Mamela, but what if a person didn't do? He wasn't a lakid maiseroni for himself. So he has to go on the oila b'mizvada on the oila. So what is pshat? Kimin sheyesh loy vidui. The Svasemis wants to for Emferashi, the Svasemis wants to say as follows. That what a person was misvade and leket shikhe peye, does not mean that he was taka real shaygit, he taka took it for himself, and he was a misvada later. No, it's pshat, he didn't know, maybe he did take, he doesn't know, but he did it misofik. That means he's ringing an oila side by side, so on the oila already, he has an oila, so he was misvada, if I ever took luck at shikhapeya, so mamela, he's misvada on it. He didn't know if he did it or not, so mamela, So he says, that's Pshat and Rashi. He says, so Rabbi says, Azoi, yesterday you came to the Beis Hamikdash, he said, Osisi kechel asher tzivisoni. He thought back, did I ever take? No, some I didn't take. So yesterday he said in the Beis Hamikdash, Osisi kechel asher tzivisoni, that I took care of myself, I took care of myself only, I took care of that, he said yesterday. Today, they bring an oil, so he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, now he's misfader. So he's saying, Lifnei Hashem, tu stira dike zachen. You can't do such a thing. That's Pshat and Rashi. Pshat and Rashi is that a vidui, misofik, on my saroni, you can't say, stamagil, yes, it says, chaban oil, I mean, misfader now, well, it's a kostish can gel. So you can't do that, because since you said, Lifnei Hashem, osisi kechoshi, tsuvisoni, on my saroni, so Mamela, you cannot be misvada today on the same Aisaroni. Al Aseiv al Aloy Sase Shenitik Laese. Lo Yodane, so we saw in Rashi, the Tama Rabbi Kiva is, because Rabbi Kiva had a problem, what as one bringing an Eilam? So through the process of elimination, it can't be a Lav, it can't be Chai Bekris, it can't be Chai Mises Ben, it has to be a Lav and Nitik Laese and the Ese. So Tosfos says, "Lo yadana amayle kachoshev kol lavi deleloki alayu." Why doesn't there's other lavin? Could go in lav shebeklolis, lav shein by mice. So there's other lavin. So amayle, maybe the nirtzale lachapolov is going on that. V'nirali midekosev v'nirtzaloi mashme sheyeshloi takone v'ritzoi b'mokim achet. Vaystach ois. That he could have had, exactly how the drosh of Tosfos is, I don't know, but that's what Tosfos means to say, that he could have, the nirtzaloi means, he could have had a ritzi in a different oifen, he didn't get it in a different oifen, so memelos, he gets it to the oilo. The nirtzaloi mashme, sheyesh loi takona veritzi b'mokemach. So now, v'hainu asei, a mitzvah asei, shebiyodei lesakein lasei suke, He could have made a sukkah. Vim oval yoim o yoimayim, and he didn't have that ritzui of the mitzvah. Then he gets the ritzui of an oila. Oila machaperes olav. Bechein loisase hanitik laesei. Also the same thing. There's another ritzi. There's a ritzi of an esse. Now, let's try to elaborate a little on this Tosfos. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, Tosfos darshan from the nirtzoloi, sheyesh loi takona veritzi b'mokemacha. V'chein loi sasa hanitik l'esse. Now, when, there's a ritzi acher. What? It can be mekayim v'esse. Now, when does he bring the oilo? Does he bring the oilo when he was Mekayim the Yeser, or when he wasn't Mekayim the Yeser? L'chayr is azoy. If he wasn't Mekayim the Yeser, and if he holds as a machlekes in the Gemara Malkus, kaima v'lei kaima bitloi v'lei bitloi, if he holds kaima v'lei kaima, he's not Mekayim the Yeser, he gets Malkus. So l'chayr, you can't say he wasn't Mekayim the Yeser. Because then he gets Malkus. That was the cheshbon. Sarei Malkus omo. It can't be. Sarei onshin omo. So lechayra, I think Tosfos means that lav nitik leese means he was mekayim the ese. Afal pikein, he still has to bring an oila. As a dachsechmer, he was mekayim the ese, and he has to bring an oila. El kan shayel aben, if he was mekayim the ese, and it's a lav nitik leese, why does he have to bring an oila? So. Nachsame, you could say one of two mahalchim. There's a machloikis, the shagisariye, in the chsam sefer, what is pshat in alav hanitik leese? The shagisariye in simen pei aleph says, afal gav, the kaimolom, lav hanitik leese, ain loikin olo, there's no malchis, milke hu de loiloki, avol isure vadai ike, Afal pisha kiim ha esse le besoif. Dum ye de lav shein boi meise. So the Shagisaya learns pshat, alav anitik le esse is alav. It's nismaya for malkis. It's not dum ye de lav dechsime. So me meile, so you don't get malkis, but it's a isel. After the Esser. The Esser only accomplishes, doesn't get Malkus, but it's not as a... So according to the Shagisari, the Dachsim is very good. So this is equivalent to Lav Shein by Maise, which says, Esther Kasha, Lachor, Lav Shein by Maise, you should have to bring an Oilo also. So after the KMS, it's a Lav Shein by Maise. It's equivalent to Lav Shein by Maise. So you need a Ritz, you have an Oilo. So according to the Shagisari, it's Gewaldig. No, there's a Chsam Sefer, and I say, an Eshech, that's a Mechbeza Medalev. The Chsam Sefer says as follows. This is the Lashon of Chsam Sefer. Bevadai, ha-mekayim ha-ese menatek ha-lav legamri, v'loi nishal boi roishim aveira klal. The Chsam Sefer says that the ese, there's no roishim aveira. So now we'll go in hot water. If there's no Roshim Aveira, so why do you need a Kolben Oile? So back to me, the reason you need a Kolben Oile, back to revolve with the Loshon of the Balatanya Nigeres Hatshuve, the Balatanya says as follows. He speaks about an Esser, a person did Tshuva on an Esser. So he says as follows. Kolze le'inyin kapore u'mechila sa'ovein, Kivin shenimchaloi legamri mashaover al mitzvah samelach. That the tshuva will help, that it's nimchaloi legamri. Omnom sheyie lerotzain lefnei Hashem, umerutze, vechoviv lefonav yizborach, ki koide machet, liyois nachasruach lekoine meavoidosoi, hoyitzorech lehovi korben oilo, vidoirin sheyitzratzaloi lirois pnei melach. So the Balatanya says, and he gets a tshuva, that there's two things. There's an einish for an avere. That's one thing. But the yachas between the person, the rabbinish loyla, no punishments, nothing. But the yachas is not the same. He's not merutza lifnei Hashem. That's why you had to bring a kolben oilo. So memela, so it could be, we're speaking about Taka, the Roshim Avere, that means there's no Roshim Avere, the Chsam Sefer says. It could be it's not Merutze. That's why you have to bring a Kolben Oile. But I think that's Pshat and Taisvis, that it's speaking that he wasn't Mekayim the Esser. Now Taisvis says further, V'chein al chayve misis, v'al chayve krisis, v'al chayve lavin chamurim, hoysa mechaperes. Because Taisvis means there is also a Ritzui. The einish, ala sheshlam kapora cheresh she einshon amol, amol hani alav shein be meisa ein lam ritzui betakone be mokem acher.